What was the distinguishing mark about kingdom people and the greatest of all the Old Testament saints? The distinguishing mark was, in the kingdom, everyone has access to the baptism in the Holy Spirit and in fire. John the Baptist pronounced this event that Jesus later jumped on and told his disciples, you can't afford to leave town till you get it. You can't afford to go on and to try to do what I've commissioned you to do without this essential encounter and, may I say, ongoing experience. In Ephesians 5, it says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And the word there is a word that means to be continuously filled. Stay in a place where you're constantly filled. This water bottle here, actually, I'll go back here and get a brand new one. As you can see, we try to make it so that our props, like boxes of water and stuff, we keep them in the open so everyone can see them because they're so beautiful. This water bottle, according to the manufacturer, is full, sealed, unopened, but it's not full. It's not really full. Now, as I pour a little bit in there, some think that's full, but it's really not full. Now, that's full. And the only way it stays full is if you keep pouring into it. There's a kingdom principle. In the same way that abundance in your life is measured by what you've given away, in the same way, being filled with the Spirit is measured by overflow. John the Baptist said, there's one coming after me. I'm not worthy to untie his shoes. And he said, he will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. Yes, God. Now, we used to have a family camp in Weaverville. We'd take the church out camping by Trinity Lake. And I remember one of the evenings I was messing with the lantern, Coleman lantern. Thank you, Jesus, for Coleman lanterns. I'm filling the thing up. It had this little pump device. I'm doing that. I'm getting it all ready to use. And somehow, this white gas splashed all over me at the same moment that the little doohickey ignited the lamp. And both me and the lamp were shining bright. I was covered with flames. And I want you to know, I didn't stand there like this. A baptism in fire, you don't have the luxury of this kind of response. I began to manifest. And there wasn't a person in the camp that criticized my manifestations. There wasn't one person that said, where is that in the Bible? Not one person said that. Not one person said, oh, he's just trying to get attention. Not one person said that. Not one person said, you know, I had that happen to me years ago, and I didn't act like that. Not one person said any of that. When I was through, I had no hair on my arms.